What's good? Thank you for tuning in to my show, the Mr. Whirlpool Show. I'm your host, JD. You can call me Jonathan. You can follow me on my social media sites at Mr. Whirlpool. That's with a W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. We're going to be starting our show pretty soon. And I'm getting started with our subjects. Let's go.
Good morning. I'm your host, JD Jonathan Dunlap. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. Appreciate y'all tuning in with me on this beautiful Monday morning. It is January 11th, 2021. I'm already in February. That's my birthday month. That's why I'm in there already. And like I said, I'm here. I'm blessed to be here. I'm appreciate y'all tuning in. I hope y'all have a blessed morning. And I'm blessed to be alive and waking. Another day to hustle, another day to grind. Most definitely. Before I start, you know me, I like to give myself shout outs. Follow me on all my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, medium.com, and twitch.tv is Mr. Whirlpool, W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. And that's Mr. Whirlpool. Like I said, Medium is where I get my blogs, Twitch is where I game, and I normally game between, like, you know, the morning time, so you'll catch me gaming, but you can watch some of my previous ones, my previous gameplay. Also, like I said, follow me on YouTube at Jonathan Dunlap, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-D-U-N-L-A-P. And I just posted a new episode with my homie Mo Dub. We just did a special guest episode. I want you all to go check that out. That was pretty, you know, pretty good. That was really good and eventful and joyful. Most definitely, I really appreciate Mo Dub coming through. And let's get straight to it. Now, we're gonna start off with a little bit of sports this morning. So we got shout out to my boy Lamar Jackson getting his first win, especially over the team that put him out last year. First playoff win, Baltimore versus Tennessee. And they did their things. You know, so I think he rushed for like 100 yards. He did score like one TD or something like that. So only him and Colin Kaepernick have that stat for any quarterback ever, whatever. Chicago, lost to New Orleans. New Orleans beat them 21-9. Big surprise, Cleveland beat Pittsburgh 48-37. I don't watch NFL, so maybe Cleveland is really good this year. And they were 11-5, so they actually were pretty solid this year. So shout out to them and putting out Pittsburgh. I know a lot of people were smashing on Juju Smith about the TikTok and stuff, and they were doing a lot of, messing with him at the TikTok and him and his antics. And I always say with every football player like Juju and stuff, man, do your thing, bro. I'm saying, have your antics, you got an image that you got to build, and you got a custom base that you got to build, because it's a life after football, too. And it's a life past the Steelers if they do decide to let you go and then, like, they'll do trade your way. Sometimes their fan base just loves you for being you, and they follow you everywhere you go, especially once you get on a platform that big. But, yeah, that was pretty, solid and stuff, whatever. Like, say, I ain't gonna, but in the NBA, it's still postseason, so I know LA beat Houston again. Golden State beat Toronto, so I think Golden State's actually picking their record back up, getting a lot better. Again, Steph Curry and Draymond learning how to play with the Young Bucks, and they're getting through practice and they getting rotations right, and they learning how to move with, and Steph Curry doing his Jordan thing, so maybe they make a playoff run this year. Maybe we'll see once they match up with LA how good they really are. But I also want to talk about this morning, like I said, Trump getting banned from Twitter. I know everybody was keeping up with that. And far as like Trump getting banned for like Twitter, he got banned from a bunch of sites like Google and all type of stuff. I forgot what it was. I think I retweeted it, and it was like, man, Trump got banned from Google. Like, bro, he can't even or search anything up, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know what to say about that one. Yeah, he got banned from like Facebook, Shopify, Reddit, Twitter, Google, Twitch, YouTube, Spotify, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest. Like, these are like the apps that were restricting him and banning him from being on the app and stuff like that. Man, Trump, wow, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, his last push, he really pushing for it, you know what I'm saying? He really pushing for his last push to like you know, make that, you know, run. But, you know, he out of here in 9 days. So he might well pack. Hope his stuff packed up. You know what I'm saying? You know, he beat. He probably didn't want to pack up. Probably gonna leave the White House a mess for Biden and stuff like that. You know, just real poor character. Real poor losing, you know what I'm saying? And people, I saw some on Twitter, it was a post saying, it was like a Trump supporters, and then they see like a book. And it was like the reason why Trump lost, and they opened the book, and it was like he got more votes. And it was like, one of the posts was like, I can't read. Too bad I can't read, or like something like that. It was something funny, whatever. But people be wilding on these social media sites. They be having me weak for real. But yeah, I think Trump and the antics getting that lady killed, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to that lady. I know a lot of people making jokes about it and things like that. And no, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I be wrong, I'll be lying if I say I didn't laugh at some of the jokes. Cause I'm like, my y'all boys wild for some of these jokes. But it's no laughing matter that the lady got killed and she lost her life and things like that. Over, you know, being, as she felt, may have been patriotic. You know what I'm saying? But all I know is, you know, you certain things you can and can't do. And at the point they did let her get in the building, but it was just certain places they couldn't go. I mean, they got Secret Service and they got, you know, police presence in there trying to stop you from getting in there, things like that. So, like, when they telling you, restricting you from this area, even though they let you run through the building, and they let them in the building too. They let the Trump supporters in the building. Police weighed them in and all type of thing. Police, you know, helped them out and everything. They most definitely let them in. But you know, like I said, I ain't gonna victim blame. I ain't gonna do none of that stuff. I'm just saying, it's, you know, Trump shouldn't have boosted no people's heads like that for real. But I saw a piece of art. I'm not gonna lie to you. This female painted a piece of art from like Nigeria. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was on my Twitter. I retweeted it. It was a photo of this Mona Lisa, but this black lady painted it as Mona Lisa. Instead of it being a white lady, it was a black lady painted Mona Lisa. I ain't gonna lie to you, that gotta be the prettiest post picture I ever seen in my life, bro. I love it. Even though it's like a knockoff of the Mona Lisa, I mean, like, to me, it still is valuable because of the, man, just, you know, just a great painting. If you see it, it's a great painting. If it's real, like, really painted like that, then, yeah, it most definitely be sick. That's a sick portrait for real. And there's a bunch of them out there for real. But I like art, so boy, these folks are stupid. Some dude put his face on the these folks stupid. But now, like I said this morning, I'm gonna talk about the baby getting arrested. The baby got arrested today, a couple days ago in LA. And he most definitely, I don't know what happened. They said gun allegations or weapons allegation, whatever, accusations. I can't speak on that. I don't know what happened, but if he got arrested, man, hopefully he get out. Hopefully he beat this. I don't know what's going on. And like I said, I just feel like wild rappers always targeted. I always say that. You know what I'm saying? Black people are always targeted. Rappers are always targeted by police and always getting arrested. You never hear country singers, R&B singers, or, you know, classical music singers who they also don't mean they don't carry guns and don't have guns and stuff or don't have weapons with them. Rock and roll singers and hard rock, all this other bullshit. But it's just, it comes with the territory. I guess when you on top and you king, you always going to have hate, because hip hop is king in this country as far as like music wise. And we all know it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna not keep y'all posted about the baby, you know, information, more information I get on that. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Hopefully he can beat it. No, let's keep moving forward. But when we come back, we're gonna talk about the Yaya Mayweather and NBA YoungBoy having his seventh child. I think he's 21. You know, child number 7, he's 21. And I wanna talk about a couple different things. And within that spectrum of that universe that they're living in, because they're not living in the same universe as us, they're not, you know what I'm saying? Their money or life and things like that, they're not living like that. So we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Y'all stay with me. I'm Jonathan Dunlap, JD. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. WHURLPOOL. Share this with your friends and family. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Yo, 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 yo. We back. We back. Appreciate you all staying tuned in with me. I'm your host, Jonathan Dunlap, JD. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. That's WHURLPOOL. Follow me on all my social medias at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Medium.com, Twitch.tv. Then follow me on YouTube at Jonathan Dunlap, JONATHANDUNLAP. Hit that subscribe and notification button for when I post new content every day. And we back at it, we back at it, we back at it. So before I left, I said I was going to speak about the Yaya and Yaya Mayweather, you know, having her child, having 21 Savage, having NBA Youngboy's baby. And that makes NBA Youngboy a father of 7 at the age of 21. Not nothing ridiculous. I think him being 21, having 7 kids, he's rich, so it probably don't faze him. She's rich, so that baby is gonna be well taken care of. I mean, she's richer than him, so by a mile. And I look at it like this, right? A lot of people would ask, why would Yaya choose NBA Youngboy over anybody else? I'm saying, why did she go that way? Why did she go that route? And things like that. Maybe she liked the NBA. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no maybe about it. She loved NBA. You know what I'm saying? She had no thing for NBA. She loved NBA. And she was infatuated with who he was and where he from, his mentality, who he is, and things like that. And you got to ask this question for women overall, because then you think, like, Yaya's a grown woman. She can make her own choices. You know what I'm saying? Even all the stuff that went down with her daddy and all that stuff, that's still going to be his grandbaby. He's still going to love the baby. Even if he don't like the dude. You know what I'm saying? Even if he don't like Yaya, you know, the decision she made and them things, yeah, still his grandbaby, he's still gonna take care of it. Because I mean, as a father, you have a grandbaby, you like, man, my child just had a child, and just you just love all that stuff that happened in the past just goes away. You just ready to take care of the baby and love the baby, things like that. And it just, you know, melts your heart for real. Just even think about it, and I know it melts the heart. So, but at the same time, why does she choose NBA? Why, you know, he already got six other children, a couple other baby mamas, things like that. Reality is one of them things where it's just like, she didn't care. I'm gonna be real with you. Where we live in, women don't, as long as you take care of your kids, I think women don't care. I mean, some women care, but on their level, he's rich as life. She doesn't care how many kids he has. I mean, unless he has a really outrageous number. I'm pretty sure she would have thought twice about it, but ain't in double digits just yet. And it ain't nothing brand new or new or anything like that. I think women, like I said, in the way they're thinking, especially in Yaya's standpoint, she probably, you know, wanted, I ain't gonna say shallow, because that nigga NBA ain't the prettiest nigga in the world. Female just be loving that nigga, but then, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna say she's shallow. She might just like who he was and his personality and everything he is. And you can't blame her for liking it or wanting that, things like that. You can't get mad at her and judge her and depict her as a, you know, bad person or something like that because of her choices and men. You know what I'm saying? Because we might see NBA as a bad dude, but he might be a grown man. He's a man growing. He might become a better person in the near future. All the high head stuff, like I said, a lot of these young rappers and stuff, they grow up to be great people. Look at Ice Cube, look at Snoop Dogg, look at, you know, Dr. Dre, and a lot of them, you know, rappers that preached a lot of violence back when they were younger, you know, doing a lot of crazy stuff back when they were younger. And then they get older and it's like, man, they great people. You know what I'm saying? Look at Jeezy, look at Gucci. You know what I'm saying? All these people didn't change. They try to be a lot better and a lot more positive to the community than they used to be. And yeah, when you're young and you full of testosterone, you full of young energy and things like that, you know, a lot of tendency to be more high headed and things like that. I feel like NBA Youngboy, in one of his songs, he said, and he was like, I'm 16 with a whole lot of money. You know what I'm saying? 16 years old. I can imagine what I would have been like at 16 years old with a lot of money that's constantly coming in, and the fame and the love is there. I'd probably be crazy high headed too. I'd probably have multiple baby mamas too. You know what I'm saying? because every pretty face I liked and that liked me in it. And I felt like we had a chemistry there. Probably had my child too. You know what I'm saying? It been crazy, baby mama drama story, but I can't knock them. You know what I'm saying? That's the life of a ghetto child. You know what I'm saying? That's the ghetto life of a ghetto child, a ghetto story. And Yaya making that choice that want to be with NBA Youngboy. NBA Youngboy in himself is a one of one. You know what I'm saying? You can't get NBA Youngboy. He's a one of one in this world for real. And this, everybody's a one of one. Ain't nobody's duplicate. You can't find what you find in one person and another person. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own, brings something different to the table. And yes, you might have been, you know, 100 years ago, might have been somebody just like you, but that's not today, though. That's not now. You know, no. And yeah, everybody can, I ain't gonna lie to you, you come to a point where everybody can, you, like I said, it's that personality, it's that difference that you make. It's not about the materialistic stuff. It's not about the flashiness, all this other stuff. It's that part of you that you can't duplicate, that you can't buy. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes can fake it. They can, you know, this and that. They can make it, you know, they can fake it. They can act this way, but you can't fake, you know, a trueness. It's real. It's something that's in you. Like I said, when you know what I'm saying? Y'all might have liked that. Know about, you know, NBA Youngboy. I know, I don't think Mike, she did. She loved it. That's why she had this baby. That's why she in love with him. That's why she wanted to be with him. That's why she was ready to go, you know, disown her, you know, her whole family just to be with him. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, maybe Florida didn't give NBA a good chance, knowing that, you know, NBA's background. So she automatically judged NBA harsh. Maybe we all judge NBA harsh based on his background and, you know, him, you know, accusations of him having herpes and multiple kids and the violence and the shooting and stuff like that. But maybe he's just a young dude, like I said, living his life, and a lot of stuff happens to him. Because I think a lot to you. Growing up, you go through some stuff. When you grow up a hood child, you go through some stuff. And then you get older and you still go through some stuff. And life, you don't happen to life. A lot of times life happens to you. Like I said, a lot of times, you know, being shot at and having knives put on you, being jumped and fighting and all this stuff, you ain't forcing that stuff to happen to you. You just chilling. Things just happen. Could happen to come your way. You know what I'm saying? The love, the fame, all the other stuff. It just like, you just chilling, whatever, and it just happened to come your way. And the violence and all this stuff, it just comes your way. So like the baby mamas, and I ain't gonna say the baby mama, because you gotta pull out, my guy. But at the same time, it's like the jail time, the, you know, the violence and things like that, and the ignorance. It's like, bro, I'm just chilling. Dude's talking about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, bro. I'm just minding my business, making my money. This dude, you know, all in my baby mama ear, running his mouth about me. And I got, well, of course I'm gonna handle him. You know what I'm saying? Why not? And but it's a sense of, I think we judge NBA real hard, in a sense, cause what the world deems as good, what the world deems as bad, and women, it's this reality of it, right? And this crazy part, I'm gonna be real with you, it's the reality of it, where we think that single woman supposed to be with a single man with no kids and automatic start a family like that. Sometimes the best dude for you might be with some, like, I know it's all on I'm an Athlete podcast show, well, in YouTube channel, Chat With Your Single, was like, you gotta accept the fact that the love of your life is getting plowed by somebody else right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's true as day. And it's like, sometimes the love of your life, or the person that's perfect for you, or the person that you're supposed to have children with, the perfect whatever, is with someone else right now. You know what I'm saying? Or has kids with someone else right now. Or, you know, saying it's crazy in this world. Like, but sometimes, you know, you find yourself thinking that, like I said, ain't too many, like, you might just like the person that they female, like I said, in the sense of, I'm talking to my women right now too as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my men to understand this, but my women speaking to as well. I understand, like, in the sense of, maybe the dude, there is no other dude like the dude that you like. He might just be with a female, another female or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't condoning cheating, stepping into somebody else's household and trying to mess up their relationship or anything like that. But if they were to go south, that person might be there for you. Like, NBA was a single dude and he could be with anybody he wants. So he chose to be with Yaya. Yaya didn't care about his other kids because those baby mamas have nothing to do with him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's still fighting that case, though, because that was just last year when she stabbed that girl, I think. I'm pretty sure that was last year. 2020 was a long year. It was long. It was long. Long. If y'all hear me, it was long. So I think that was last year when she stabbed that girl, not the year before, but I'm pretty sure it was 2020. Yeah, it was a long year for real. We gonna, y'all know how long it was. Are we still in 2020? Because 2021, wow. But it's going to be a blessed year. We're going to go out here and capitalize. We're going to make this money. We're going to move forward. We're going to claim this year as our own. And we're going to move past this corona stuff, for real. We're going to get through it. Like I said, they got the vaccines. They're working hard to, like, do, you know, make the best one and, you know, figure out this corona so we can get past this and defeat this as a world. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't let some little vaccine take us all out. I mean, some little disease take us all out. But anyways, Yaya legit chose, I think she chose NBA Youngboy because you got that 80-20 rule. 20% of all men get 80% of all women. And he's in the top 20, you know, period. So, like you said, got the money, he got the New Orleans swag, New Orleans talk the hood, talking the feeling and stuff. And something you can't duplicate. Women love that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know firsthand, like, you know, when you from, like, where you from? Oh, you from this here? And I can hear your accent and stuff. I like the way you move, this and that, just talking, things like that, because you move differently. And, you know, you just come with a different personality, something that you can't duplicate, something that's have to be ingrained in you through years and years of living in a certain type of lifestyle, living in a certain area. You know what I'm saying? And growing up a certain way, you can't duplicate that. So I don't knock. Like I said, congrats on the new baby. Y'all made weather for real. NBA on the, you know, number 7. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it ain't nothing bad to have 7 children, man. If you want a big family, have a big family. People be knocking it, but so that, like, you can't stop that. That one lady had 8 kids. You know what I'm saying? She had 8 kids. It was 8 twins. Back, no matter, like, I don't even know what to say. It's all on my identical type thing like that. Like, all on was back to back to back to back to back. It was 8 of them. Who can she blame for that? You know what I'm saying? She had 8 babies. You know what I'm saying? In her stomach. 8 of them. How the only, what? I don't even know how that, what? That's a lot of babies you pushing out. But she did. So how can you get mad at her for having 8 children? Is the dude a bad dude for having 8 kids? No. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened to be that number. So I don't think judging the person about their children, how many children they got, we need to get past that as a race. I think black people need to get past that as a race, for real. Judging people by how many kids they got, things like that, because they got a big family. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that person's a good person. Maybe that person has beautiful children. Maybe that person, you know, didn't make poor decisions. I think a lot of times you would be thinking about money. You'd be like, man, you ain't gonna have no money, all them children, things like that, all them mouths to feed and things like that. Reality of it, I think a lot of times in the world we live in, it's an opportunity-based world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have money and have a bunch of kids, but people don't want to give you that opportunity sometimes. People don't want to present you with those opportunities. And it's like you got to go out there and make it and take it and stuff like that. But at the same time, sometimes those doors don't open, for real. Sometimes you spend years on years on years fighting an uphill battle to get to the top. And it's more so of a, it could be a lot easier sometimes if people didn't have this stereotype, typical mindset, or this we're living in this box of this is how it's supposed to be. Like I said, Yaya and NBA having kid, said number 7, congrats. They're both rich. They not struggling for nothing. The kids won't be struggling for nothing. They can move forward. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to have baby with NBA Youngboy. That's who she wanted to have children with. That's who she got. Simple as that. Nobody else. She didn't want to have kids with nobody else. She got to have kids with anybody. A bunch of them rich dudes growing up out there, that grew up out there with her. A bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? Parents, you know, got the money. They probably looks, the height, whatever. But it wasn't NBA. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that hood child from New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't him. And that's what she wanted. And sometimes it ain't about having all the special accolades. It's pretty, like I said, sometimes you just want that one person. You don't want the world. You don't want everything else. You just want that one thing. And it's like, I'm fine with just this. I'm cool with just this. Like, bro. And it's not settling. It's this what makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? If this what makes me happy, then what y'all tripping about? You know what I'm saying? What y'all tripping about my happiness? Stop. You're doing too much. So, and that's a great way to look at life for real. A lot of times you got to think about it like that. Like, man, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy. Like, it ain't too much, but I'm happy. You know, it is much. It is a lot. Sometimes it's a lot. And I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't what makes you happy doesn't make me happy. You know what I'm saying? What, you know, colors you like, whatever this and that, whatever shallow mindset you have doesn't make me happy because I'm myself. And you got to learn to think for yourself. I think a lot of us be like, oh, trying to down her for having, you know, NBA young boy, 7 child, and he 21. He's rich. And he's going to be rich for most of his life, if not all the rest of his life, because the way the world's set up now, pretty sure he got his money invested in the right places. I'm pretty sure his music going to live in the souls of a lot of these dudes for the rest of their lives, and he going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? Yaya, she going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? She's straight too. You know what I'm saying? And she gonna love NBA Youngboy all the way to her old age. And she gonna take care of NBA Youngboy if she has to. You know, they're gonna be straight. So us stressing about that is nothing. I think for real, we just need to figure out what it's gonna take for us to get that type of money so we can have those many kids or whatever we want to, or we can, you know, live our best lives for real. What's gonna take for black race to get there? You know what I'm saying? I think we all gotta step away from this violence type of mindset and step towards more of an innovative and you know, and changing the world and not just fall in line with the same old stigmas and things like that. We really gotta move past these mental barriers, these mental prisons. You know what I'm saying? Putting ourselves in, like I said, you know, it ain't over because you get jail time arrested or life gets hard or whatever as an adult. Like I said, I was speaking with someone about life being hard for certain people and stuff, and they ain't got nobody but themselves to, you know, worry about, and they, you know, they barely getting by. And I'm like, you just got yourself, one person. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got children. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, bro, you better get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got, man, you better hustle. Man, at the point of, you know, sitting around, man, go ahead, stack the money. You know what I'm saying? Go to work. You know what I'm saying? DoorDash, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Stack that money, get that education. Keep running it up, run it up. Save until you get that 100,000 in the bank. Then take that 100,000 and invest in trade options. You know what I'm saying? Try to flip them option trades into a couple more 100,000s and, you know, into millions and things like that. You know what I'm saying? But run it up. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself. Don't quit. For real, because you ain't got nobody. For like saying you ain't got kids to worry about, just you. Bro, they straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, should be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. But I appreciate you all tuning in with me for real. It's going, like I said, I'm gonna end that segment right there. I think like I said, let's try to move forward past the judging people based on the kids. I mean, the kids they got, the age that they have, the children and stuff. Cause at the end of the day, once you're able to have kids, you're able to have kids. And if it ain't too young, you know what I'm saying, like 12 or like 13, 14, shit like that, whatever. But you have little girls having babies around the age, whatever, sometimes. If it ain't too young, things like that, let's just move past it. You know what I'm saying? Let's help to build, not destroy them. No, you have a baby, destroy them. Let's not destroy them. Let's help to build. Let's help them to get through school, get through college and whatever, or get through, you know, management at a job. You know what I'm saying? Get solid positions. Help them with childcare, things like that. Let's help them get in the right places so they can be straight. Like, for real. And, let's not shun each other and things like that. Let's change the stigma. Like, man, no, you got more than one child, you're a bad person. No, sometimes women just like you. Like, they don't like other dudes. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Come across, like I said, before I end this podcast, let me say this one. I used to come across a lot of women and be like, man, like, a lot of these dudes lame. They squares. They boring. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't, and they'd be like, yeah, I just want to be with you. And be like, man, like, bro, okay, I don't do relationships. But, you know, they'll be like, I want to be with you and stuff. Because a lot of dudes, they run across, they boring, like, lame. They ain't up to your scale level. And it's like, you see why you in the top 20 and stuff like that. And I ain't going to categorize myself. I'm going to let the rest of the world do that. But you want to see why, like, you see dudes in the top 20 having, you know, multiple women and, like, things like that. Women only want to be with their dude because the rest of these dudes, they in the bottom 80. You can see why. Because it's like they lazy, they don't want it, they don't want to keep themselves up. It's something always, they always lacking somewhere here and there. You know what I'm saying? Something like, you know what I'm saying, that they lacking personality wise or anything. And you be like, dang, I see why. You know what I'm saying? So I see why, like, you know what I'm saying, multiple women would go for the same dude, because this dude is the alpha in this area, in the sense of he is the dude that stands out. And he does keep himself, like, he is, you know, better than, you know, the rest of these other dudes and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So why would some females, they don't want to settle for less. They don't want no, you got to think about it. Why would you want the broke down hoopty? Because that's all that's left when you can just, you know, go get the Mercedes Benz. Yeah, it's harder to get it, but just because the hoopty is all up that's left, you ain't got to take that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna take the hoopty that's broke down and that, yeah, it might give me the A to B, but it's like trash. I'm gonna have to, you know, push start and all type of stuff, whatever, when I can just get the Benz. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the Benz is harder to get, but I'm gonna get the Benz. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna work hard for that. And like, oh, everybody got a Benz. So, like, I want the Benz too, because this hoopty ain't it. I can settle for the hoopty and be, you know, happy or whatever, but at the same time, it'll be, you know, I'm gonna be lacking something in me, something in the hoop that's gonna be lacking what I want. And it's gonna make me unhappy at the end of the day. So, I like I said, look at it like that. But you all stay blessed. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Like I said, it's Monday morning, January 11th, 2021. We back at it. You all stay blessed, stay, you know, strong, stay motivated. Let's get out there and hustle. Let's conquer 2021. We're gonna go hard. We're gonna go get it. Like I said, you all follow me, Mr. Whirlpool, WHURLPOOL at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, medium.com, twitch.tv. Follow me on YouTube. So hit that subscribe and notification button for when I post new content that I just posted this weekend at Jonathan Dunlap, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. And like I said, we're going to be back at it. We're going to stay strong. We're going to stay lit. But you all stay with me. Hit me up tomorrow. Follow me on Twitter. Hit me up. Let me know what you think. You all stay blessed. Peace.